Alright, so this is a little bit of a first-time jitters, but welcome to the KJ Podcast with my homie Jimmy Sellers, best friend. We know him, well, I know him for years now, since 6th grade?
I want to believe 6th grade.
Yeah.
You are correct with that.
You want to introduce yourself, sir?
My name's Jimmy Savion Sellers. I like to play video games. I really like carpentry, JRPC. You know, I'm just a nerd. Not as much as a nerd as this guy, but a nerd.
That's funny, too, because I was just about to show him a car collection. all right, one of the topics I really want to talk to you about is JRTC, man.
JRTC?
Yeah.
Well, JRTC started out really bad. My Let 4s, I mean, they were great Let 4s, but they just didn't have leadership. They didn't know how to lead. My brother was one of the Let 4s. I'm going to out him right now. I know I'm not supposed to. Chance Waitzel is the third.
Damn, you said...
I said the whole name,
You yes. said the whole name and the number.
Yeah, screw him. Screw him.
Bruh.
He was not very liked. Yes, there were people who liked him there, but he wasn't a very liked Let 4. He did know how to take control of command, though. Then we have Delcorp. I just outed another person. My bad.
Wait, what was the name again?
Delcourt's his last name.
Delcourt? Okay, cool.
Delcourt. It's Delcourt.
Court? Okay, thank you.
Delcourt was very good at building morale. He was very in touch with his Let 1s, but he wasn't very good at taking command. Same with RSI, and it was like a weird... One would fix the mistakes of another. So yeah. One was good at commanding, but no one liked them. But everyone liked this one, but he sucked at commanding. Mm. That was my first year in JRTC. Nah. Second year was a blur. Third year, this is when I was beginning to become a Let 4. I was going to become the teacher.
Okay, so explain to people who don't know what Let 1, Let 2, Let 3, Let 4s are.
Oh, Let 1 and Let 3, Let 2 and Let 4. It's just... how many years you've been in there, and LET is actually an acronym. I forgot what the acronym is supposed to be.
For lieutenant or something?
No, it's, I believe it's something like, I don't know. I can actually search it up, but I don't feel like doing that right now. But it's just how many years you've been in there, so LET 4, you're 12th grader, you're top dog, you command. That's pretty much what it is.
Okay, so... that's your 10th grade year, right?
Let 1 was my 9th grade year. Let 2 was my 10th grade year. Let 2, I don't remember much from that. It was pretty boring.
So, I got a question for you. Like, I know you're a serious guy. You really are. You're a serious motherfucker. And I will say that full-heartedly.
Okay.
But
okay.
Was there any girl in JRTC that you have a crush on? I'm being straight up, because no one... people want this. I want
no. No, sir.
No, sir?
No, sir. There was no girl in there.
All right.
Either A, there were...
Stop me with this. Because of Sam. Yeah. So I need no girl? No girl?
I don't know.
All right, cool.
JRTC women are weird. Either A, they already have a boyfriend, or B, they're butt ugly, and that's why they're in JRTC.
Bro, you heard it now. Jimmy Sellers called y'all butt ugly.
I did not say that. I said, you know what I said.
Okay, cool. We can always rewind and check that out. Just let's see what happens. All right. So, what was the bad thing about JRTC? Because, like, this show doesn't out people.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Minus the two people you already outed. That's your fault.
I know them very closely. And they don't care.
So that's all on you. That's all on you. But...
bad about first year. Let me get on to what made it bad.
Yeah.
All right. First year, great leadership. People would connect. You know, like I said, someone would be really good at leading. Someone would be good at building morale. It mixed together really great.
Yeah.
They just needed to learn how to lead more. That's all. Okay. Second year, I believe. Gosh, I wish I knew more about second year. Third year. This is when stuff went down.
Like, what kind of stuff? Beef or...
No, like, it was just... My let fours at let 3 year were very lazy. They just did not care or did not give a shit about Jared to see.
And this is coming from a guy who actually does care about stuff, so.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, you like when, all right, because you and me have 4th period together. In English class. From what I say, you work your ass off. And that's on God. You work your ass off. So this is coming from a friend. You work your ass off and damn near everything. So
thank you.
Yeah, man. Fucking respect. Yeah. Like, for real. But, yeah. So what are you saying?
All right, back to what I was saying. They just didn't, care much about leading. They weren't very good at it. I'm not going to out their names.
Minus the two people you already outed.
Minus the two people you already outed.
Yeah.
Let 4 year. Now, this is my year of commanding, which means I have no idea how this year is going to come out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm doing a good job or not, but I really do believe I am doing a good job. I'm trying.
As long as you're trying, that's all that matters.
Me, Swarhe, I just outed another person. Gladly. Most people.
All right. I don't mean to cut you off or anything like that, but I told this dude right before the podcast
not to out people.
Yeah, so, but hey.
You guys didn't hear that. Swarhe is a fictitious name.
See, it'll be more easier if, like, you said somebody that was, like a Smith. Because Smith,
there's so many Smiths.
There's so many Smiths. There's so many.
You only have one of that person I just named.
Like, my last name, there's very few of us.
Yeah.
My parents and my grandparents and a few cousins, there's very few of us.
Very, very few.
All right, so anything else is bad?
Anything else? There's been a lot of stuff. One of the worst things Jared to see has had to deal with was a platoon leader was taking it a little too seriously and started treating it like the actual army. He started hazing kids, which is, if you don't know what hazing is, it's pretty much like beating them up controllably. They do it in the Marines because Marines are effing crazy, but this is Army JROTC. These are kids.
Yeah, like, from what I see on YouTube and stuff like that, they break you down to build you back up.
Yes.
Was that his plan, or did he just not... You just wanted to hurt people type thing, mentally and emotionally?
He was just taking it too seriously. I think he really thought he was in the Army. In reality, he's just teaching a bunch of kids how to march in place. I mean, I don't know what's up with this guy.
You're going to have to tell me who that is, because there's a very few JROTC members that I really think that do that.
He's gone. He's way gone.
Really? Okay. Did he graduate last year?
I think he graduated.
Last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I might know. So I have a question. I have a serious question for you. Do you think, at least the younger ones, let ones and stuff like that, do you think their head is too bloated? Like, when I say head's too bloated, they think they're big and bad. Stronger than what they are, type thing.
Yeah, let ones are usually mixed. First, yes, there are some that are out there like, I know everything about the Army. But in reality, they don't know anything. Mm-hmm. They come in here, they get humbled by us. Hopefully they get humbled.
Yeah.
There's a mix. So then you have the shy people who just aren't very good at talking loudly. And that's a really bad thing, because in the Army, you scream and talk a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give commands from the parking lot, like the back one.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, one of our tests is you have to give commands from the other side of that parking lot while they're at the door.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like a...
So you have to yell really loudly.
Oh, okay. It seems like a relevant test.
It's not irrelevant, because some of them kids are really quiet.
Mm. When I say relevant, I mean, like, for what they're doing. Like...
Oh, commanding.
Yeah. Well... the reason why I ask is because there's a few that just get on my nerves. They really do. Like,
oh no.
Because you know me, I'm strong.
Yeah.
I don't take shit lightly. When somebody goes, like, someone messes me, I don't like that.
Like, I understand.
And for some reason, it's most of them are let once. Like, they just think they're stronger than me. Which, fuck you, you're not. I can say that full-heartedly. But yeah, no, off topic. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Do you know some of these let ones, what they look like?
I don't know their names. Fuck you. You know who you are, too. Like, this, like, I'm mad, because I really don't like you.
All right, description. We got one with a cast on his leg.
Nah. Yeah, I'll tell you about that afterwards. Because I don't, still, this is privacy reasons. I don't want out anybody out. Nothing like that, so. Yeah, no. Anything else you want to tell us about JRTC?
I'm going to go back to the, different types of let ones. So when I said shy, we said bloated.
Bloated. You mean bloated head? Yeah.
Yeah, bloated head. What's another type? We got the ones that are generally here to learn. That's
I love.
Yeah.
Meeting people like that when they want to learn, they'll pay attention. They'll be quiet. They won't talk around. They won't bullshit. Nothing like that.
They will do anything.
Yeah.
To get that information.
Yeah, then you got those people who are just there to be there.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that student in the back of class that no one likes. I respect that guy, because, like...
He's there
to learn. He's not there to make friends. He's there to learn, genuinely learn the information. Yeah. He wants to get smarter.
I'll let me cut you off again, but there's just one topic that really has been bugging me about JRTC. That I probably shouldn't say this because this is the first podcast. Like, literally, this is the first one. I don't know if it's going to be episode one or not, but...
Probably not.
In Florida, when... Right. You should know about this, is when the RTC member down there, the guy who graduated, the guy who shot the school...
Really?
You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea about
that.
You need to fill me in.
See, I could be right totally now. Wrong. I'm sorry if I am or not. But, for what happened, the Parkland. You know Parkland? The Parkland shooting?
Parkland shooting.
No. It was the first, alright. So, what happened was, it was one of the school shootings with the most deaths.
Really?
Yes, most deaths. And you'll see why it's relevant here in a second, why I talk about this. Well, I'll tell you now, actually. He used a JRTC uniform because he was in a JRTC at some point in his school career. So, can you move that?
Hmm?
Your shoes, they're going to touch you. Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, no. He was in JRTC at some point. So, he had a uniform or like a shirt that said JRTC.
Really?
So, that's how he got into school.
Oh, no.
And... like it's a really big thing. I don't know if it happened last year, 2017 or something. I don't remember.
But he
used a JRTC uniform, and he brought an automatic weapon and a guitar case because people thought he was going to guitar. Now, the reason why I ask, like, want to tell you about this is, like, what's your opinion on that?
I generally don't have an opinion. That's absolutely heinous. That's just despicable. I've never heard of that story. I don't even know how he got in the school, how he got his hands on a JRTC uniform, because usually they take that stuff back when you're done with school.
Well, I'm not trying to get into this topic because this is a serious topic and this is something harsh to talk about for the first episode, our first part of this series, but yeah, all right, I think we should stop talking about that because that is... a serious topic.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So, yes. Did you want to? What do we want to do next? You want to play a game?
Yeah, let's play. let's go. You know what? Just let's go on with it.
All right. So the game is, whatever comes. I say a word, right?
Okay.
And Jimmy Sellers right here. He has to say whatever word comes to his mind.
You just outed me. How dare you?
I said you your name beginning. I don't know if
how
I said
your full
name. How
dare you out me?
Alright, so I'll say the first word that comes to my mind. First word in general, and he has to say the first word that comes to his mind. So it could be funny, it could be serious, it could just be downright disgusting.
It can be deplorable, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Alright, cool. And it will be vice versa for when you do it. Alright, so hot dog.
Pornhub.
My left, though. Water bottle.
Water bottle. Hydration.
Okay, 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 okay. Penis.
Okay, Pornhub.
He said porn twice. Okay, camera.
Podcast.
Oh, hey. If you haven't already, like and subscribe. You can't see it, but it says KJ right here. Yeah, we'll fix that later.
So it's JK?
KJ.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right, clock.
Time.
Okay, knife.
Gun.
Oh. YouTube.
Logan Paul. I don't know why that was my first thought.
Logan Paul.
Disgrace. I actually hate Logan Paul so much.
You
I
hate him?
I don't even have a reason to hate him. He's just a guy on his grind. I just don't like his content. I just don't.
And this is weird. This is funny too, because during school time he admired like what I was doing, like my grind shit like that. So you can tell that's really different. All right, I'll do two more. Dish.
Food.
Okay. Anus.
Are you serious? You know the answer for this. You know the answer. You already know it.
Just well, say they it. Don't know. They don't know. Just
Pornhub. You already know. You already know.
Count that. 1, 2, 3. 3 times saying Pornhub. Do you have an addiction, sir?
Yes. What do you expect? I'm a effing virgin.
Oh.
A virgin loser. What do you expect?
We're going to stay like that for a while.
Ouch.
Well, no. Good thing. Stay. Kids, it's dangerous.
Kids, be a virgin. Don't smoke that wacky tobacco, and read your Bible.
Okay, I don't know how those two have two. Those two have the same consequence.
Make sure you go to church, kids.
Okay. Well, no. No. Go to church if you want to. Go to the church that you want to go to. I had to switch it up. I had to.
Don't curse in the Crystal Minecraft server, understood?
Fucking yeah, if you do that, you're might as well
terrible.
Go to a devil.
Deplorable. How could you?
Go to a devil Minecraft server. Dude, we should play Minecraft at some point. You got your phone on you?
Oh, I have Minecraft on my phone.
Dude, we need to play that. We might
I have it on my PC as well. I don't even need.
Dude, alright, my dad wasn't here. We'd totally go back in there and play Minecraft. Because I have it on PS4. Oh, we need to do that at some point.
Do you not have it for the Xbox?
No, the only thing I don't have is for the Xbox. I have it for everything else except Xbox.
You're terrible human being.
Okay, your turn. So you say a word and I'll say the first thing coming to mind.
Oh, I was about to go to someone's name, but I'm not going to do that.
No, go ahead. I'll cut this part out if I don't like it.
Never mind, I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it? Okay, no, okay, okay.
No, we're not going to do that.
Alright.
Archery.
Archery? Bow.
Yeah, okay, boring. Extentation.
R.I.P. Alright,
I think you spelled that wrong.
No, it's good, because X, there's three X's, XXX, Tentacion.
How do you spell that? How do you spell Tentacion?
It's literally right there.
Is that really how you spell Tentacion?
Alright, so, y'all know how, you'll know the rapper X that died last year.
I'm pretty sure everyone knows him.
Yeah, so, he's complaining about my artistry and like
I am not complaining. I just think it's spelled wrong.
It is. If that's spelled wrong, then I'm done. I quit.
All right.
Go ahead.
Knife.
What?
Knife. Knife.
Oh, knife. Knife.
So you say it in a different language.
Knife. Sharp.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Blank slate.
Thank God.
Huh? That's what you're gonna say? Okay. Okay.
Alright.
Gun.
Dangerous.
Okay. Tool.
Ratchet.
Dang, I thought you were gonna go like with the band.
No.
I'm gonna say something. Denzel Curry. He's a rapper.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know him.
Malicious rapper.
Bro.
I like Denzel Curry.
Oh, okay. I was really mad.
Ultimate.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, they actually remember when Vine was a thing.
Yeah.
So there's a song. There's like a whole Vine for just the Ultimate song.
Yeah, it was the bottle flip meme. Use the Ultimate.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, oh my god, no, that the bottle. It goes like that. I must be thinking about a different one.
I am the one, the sun. Don't need a gun to get the. Fuck, I don't know.
It's something like that. I don't know.
I don't need a gun to get something.
Okay, he's gonna think about this forever. So go ahead. Next word.
Yeah, next word. Lifesaver.
A gun.
Okay, I'll stop. I was thinking about the candy because there's a lifesaver right there.
Oh. Yeah.
art.
Me.
Oh, okay. Let's do camo.
What?
Camo.
Camo? My walls.
That is a really weird camo.
Hey, dude, it's just different colors. Like I
want to see an ACU with this color theme.
Really?
Just for the Navy.
Alright, that would be fucking dope. It'll be like a nighttime camo.
No, even better. It was just a rainbow for the Navy.
You hear that, Navy? Hook your boy up.
Calling y'all niggas gay.
I didn't say it.
It's alright, guys.
You're gonna get a Marine mad if you ever, if a Marine ever
Marine?
Watches,
I said Navy, oh, not Marine.
Oh, shit.
Most of the branches make fun of the Navy for being gay.
They're gonna be mad at me now. Fuck. Okay. Go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing.
By the way, I'm half black. I can say the N-word.
Did you say it?
Yeah, I did.
Right, yeah, he is. So I see his parents.
One of them's really white though. Has a goatee. let's do last word. We have like 22 minutes.
All right. Last one.
Butch.
A fucking gangster.
All right. You think you all that? Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
So that's the end.
I'm gonna go with that's the end because we are hitting our very end. It's 23 minutes. You said this was gonna be
like around 30 minutes. Let's try to. Yes. What's next on the to-do list? It's right here.
You have the to-do list. You are the host.
So that's the next one.
Ask you a question. All right.
Ask me a question. Any question.
Question. It's just how you got into so many things. When I went into your house, the first thing I saw was just so much talent, just so much stuff. First, you have a garden. Second of all, you archer. You work out. You box. You have this podcast room. You draw. It's just so many stuff. I only have like three things I would consider my trade, which is carpentry, which is building, drawing, and playing games. You're just into so much stuff.
So, that was a compliment as well as the question.
Yes.
Like, why am I into it?
Yeah, there's just...
Like, why am I picking?
When did you get into all this? Like, go in order, chronological order.
Okay, well, I just give you the basic answer, then I'll tell you the rest. When I was little younger, like, 9th, 10th grade, I would just be bored as fuck. Because none of my friends would come hang out with me because... They either didn't have a ride, or they just didn't have time.
I understand.
So, I mean, like time like that. I mean, like, because they're always busy doing something else. So, I'll just pick some random thing to do. So, drawing, that was the first one. I've been drawing since I was fucking 9. I've been drawing since I was 5. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been drawing since I was 5 years old.
It shows.
Yeah. Archery is just something that picked up because the show Arrow. Have you seen the show Arrow?
You picked it up because of a show?
Yeah, that show's been on for like 8-9 years now.
Dude, you're wacky.
What?
You're wacky, dude.
I like it was cool. So I saw him shoot a bad guy with a bow and arrow. I was like, fuck it, let me try. So
now you're just into it?
Fuck yeah, I'd never stop being into it.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm sorry, pause like that. A girl just sent me a message.
Okay. Wait till the podcast is done.
Oh, damn. You tell me how to do my own fucking podcast? No, I'm joking. So, what else did you say? Working out.
That's
that's probably the main one right now. Because all my friends, since like beginning of ninth grade, that's when I really start pushing it, is where they were always fucking bigger than me. Everyone was fucking bigger than me, so I always had to try to catch up with strength-wise. Then wrestling came around, and long story, I'll tell the wrestling story later, but wrestling, that also helped me push up, get the endurance, get the strength I need to know how to work out even more or even harder, stuff like that. So what else? Painting. That's all to Pops, because he's the one who started painting in the house, and I was like, fuck it, I want to try. So the first painting I ever did was a spray paint painting. It was out there.
Really? Yeah. I would like to see that when we're done with this.
Yeah, no, the actual painting I did was up there. I really would grab it, but I don't feel like messing my order up.
That's fine.
Yeah. So what else, man?
I think I said working out. The garden. I do want to know about that.
Ah, fuck it. It's old parents. Like, they always had some sort of plants. Even when I lived at a different house, they always would garden there. Like, it was just me following in their footsteps, following what they do.
So that's something you just picked up from them?
Yeah, like, I've picked up liking the doing of it. Like, I like doing certain things.
Certain stuff
like that. Like, compost. Compost is dead organisms and alive organisms messing together to create dirt and usable material for plants. I like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see what you mean.
It's a lot of work to do, but it's good work.
Yeah, like, I see exactly what you mean, because that's how I also got into carpentry. My father was a carpenter, and I used to hate going on jobs with him, but now I've come around to the point where I'm doing this for fun.
The first time my parents made me mow the lawn, I fucking did not like that. And, like, then I started mowing the lawn more often. The bugs will always fucking get to me. I hate the bugs, man.
Are you like me and my dad, where it doesn't matter how long we're outside, you just get bug bitten?
Fuck it. It's the mosquitoes, man.
They just love eating us.
Where I live, like this area,
yeah,
it's filled with water, so they always respawn here.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah, they put their eggs in, like, still water, too.
No, it's funny, too. Like, it's our fault. Like, I have to say that. There's these trash cans we fill with water every time it doesn't rain for like a week or two, so we have to water our plants. We have water, water out there, but
no, that's a breeding ground for mosquitoes.
But we were smart with it. We bought fish.
Oh,
and that's free food for the fish.
I would like to see that as well.
I don't know if any of them are still alive because it has been getting cold. Every once in a while we had to redo them, like re-put the fish in.
Oh,
but if you're an animal fanatic like I am, it sucks, but it helps us out in the long run.
Animal fanatic?
Yeah, no, I love...
They die every winter.
Yeah, that's true, but they repopulate, which is funny, because there's a lot of babies.
How do they repopulate if most of them are dead?
Okay, no, alright, so... There's one over there in the cage, right?
Right.
So, the top of it freezes over.
Yeah.
And some air gets trapped in there so they can still breathe and stuff like that underwater. And when they trap them there, nothing can escape. So they have food there from all the mosquitoes, all the algae that grows from the sun and stuff like that.
I feel like that they would lose supply.
You never know, because we had some that did survive the winter.
What?
Yeah. No lie. No fucking lie.
They survived the winter.
Yeah.
Off of old mosquito eggs and algae.
Food is food, bro.
I feel like you're full of crap.
Dude, you thought, well, this was full of crap, so.
Well, I did.
This dude thought I was lying. This dude thought.
You need to tell him the story about how you, like, first told me about everything here.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll answer the other question. That will be in a different podcast because we are running out of time.
Oh,
so we are what running was, out of time. What was the another ones? I'll finish that off.
I think that was it, actually.
That was it? Fuck. I don't know. There's nothing else I really want to say. But, yeah. Thank y'all for tuning in. If you haven't already, hit the like button. This is Jimmy Sellers. He'll be in...
Hey, you.
I don't know. How many more episodes we're going to do?
I'm kind of... I don't know.
We have literally almost 2 hours, so we're probably going to do, like, two more, and we'll be good. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for doing this. I love y'all.
Have a good day.
Peace.
Bye. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Oh, shit. Oh, fucking shit.